Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
The most popular segment here on the show, Hollywood's Headlines. And here's Hollywood.
I don't know about that, but thank you.
I just figured I'd boost your ego.
Usually around this time of the year, we're talking about Gronk. We're talking about him running around and partying, right? Like right after the Super Bowl.
Of course.
Well, this is a feel-good story here about Gronk, and he seems to do this a lot, and we don't usually mention this, but Gronk and his family, his brothers and his dad, they went around to three different children's hospitals yesterday and gave out $75,000 that they raised raffling off tickets to the Super Bowl.
Wow, that's a pretty good thing. You're right. We don't hear enough of that.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing Gronk at Bomarito's training for the season. If he's usually out there when I'm looking for the NFL prospects that are here training in South Florida. So I'll probably go out and check it out next week. If I don't see Gronk, then I'll believe he's retiring.
Wow. How about that?
I don't think there's any chance he's retiring, but...
He kind of, like, was on the fence about it or wouldn't come...
It was a tough loss.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at his contract, and he's due $8 million, and it's next season? Next season, and I'd want a new deal if I was growing.
Well, that's probably the reason why he's saying he's going to retire. That's my thing on that.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
All right, guys, former Major League pitcher Esteban Loaiza, I don't know if you saw this story.
He is
in quite a bit of trouble here as he was dealing $500,000 worth of cocaine from his home, which was located steps away from a preschool. He was, according to police officers, using sophisticated devices to hide the drugs. Now, he has been arrested, charged with three felonies, and will face quite a bit of jail time here. His bail was set at $200,000.
Who doesn't use sophisticated devices to hide
if
their drugs?
You're that close to a school. I mean,
hold on. The proximity. I am probably three thousand yards
school?
From a school, okay. From a preschool. Actually, no. A school is like right down the block. It's like 10. It's from,
It's there.
I mean, it's there. It's everybody's close to a school.
Yeah, but you got to be careful because if you get pulled over or something like that near a school and in a school zone and you have drugs in the car, it's a worse penalty.
Really?
And if you're dealing drugs and have sophisticated things to hide them, I got to assume that that's just going to be a caveat at the end.
If you're a drug dealer, I have to believe that you live in an existence where you have sophisticated devices to hide your drugs.
You'd be shocked. A lot of guys don't.
This guy had a big operation, 20 kilograms in his home.
No, he had a lot of heroin and coke in that house. This was not some dude who got caught with three blunts in the car. I promise you that.
So this was a good operation, Omar. It's probably bad operations that aren't so sophisticated.
True.
Well, it was a good operation. Not even.
Yes, past tense.
Yeah.
He's going to spend some time in jail.
Mm. Yeah, a long time in jail.
Guys, the Olympics are going on right now, the Winter Olympics. I don't know if you've watched any of it. But Shaun White became the first American male to win a gold medal in the Winter Olympics in three separate Olympics, winning the men's half pipe, if anyone cares.
I thought there was more.
I watched it.
That's just about it with the Olympics.
I saw it. I watched it live.
Did you?
And it was like I was switching channels, and literally I saw his winning run, and I was like, impressed. Yeah. Then I turned the channel.
Yeah, it's X Games. It's dudes in that go skiing and snow. Listen, it's an accomplishment. I'll never have a gold medal in my life. So this guy's got three, so I give him props for that.
He's the only snowboarder that I actually know. So congratulations.
Well, I mean, I don't know anyone else in the Olympics. Is it Paulo Ono in that? I don't even know.
I don't know. Who watches?
Anyway? Oh, no, Lindsey Vonn. Yeah, she's there. Yeah, everyone knows who Lindsey Vonn is. Yeah.
The Winter Olympics, come on, man.
Nah, no.
We watch the Summer Olympics?
track
Everyone says that.
Yeah.
If anyone says they watch the Summer Olympics and they're like a half-ass watcher, I watch track and field.
I'm Jamaican. We have to watch
there
track and field.
Then why don't you watch the Winter Olympics, the bobsled team? Cool runnings.
I did back when they were competing. Now it's like only the Nigerian team. I don't think the Jamaicans are in a Winter Olympics. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No. That's more knowledge than I got.
Because if they were, then I'd definitely be watching.
Why are they showing the Ryan Tannehill suffered torn ACL in practice on ESPN right now? That just gave me nightmares again. I thought that was live. Keep going, Hollywood. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're interrupting, Zach. Yeah. We have some animal stories to finish things off here. Social media was abuzz yesterday with the winner of the 142nd Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, Flynn, the Bichon Frise.
Well, I'm glad you had to say that.
I don't know if you've seen this dog, but he's one of those little white, fluffy,
it looked
very
fake.
Small.
Yeah, it looked fake.
And in my opinion, not the best dog in the show.
What was the best dog in the show? Well, I've actually watched that too, by the way.
The Golden Retriever.
Okay.
That's my favorite dog. I don't know what your guys is, but this one would not be.
I have an English
it.
Bulldog. That's my favorite dog. Although they can't be in those competitions.
Those are ugly, though.
I like
you
the teacup
stop
Yorkie.
I'll fight you.
This is the only dog I'll ever have.
What is it?
A teacup Yorkie. The little. I have a friend who has one of those little dogs, and I love him.
You mean serious?
I'm dead serious. I love that dog.
You just went eyes in the back of the head when you said that.
I mean, those things are basically large rats.
Wow. Omar.
All right.
Sneakers and large rats, man. Well done.
Whenever there's a good story at Zoo Miami, we like to share.
Hell yeah.
Our friends over at the zoo. And we had two endangered zebras born after 13-month pregnancies. The female weighed 115 pounds and the male weighed 110 pounds. So very good news at the zoo. You can see these new zebras, and they were endangered.
They were born at 110 pounds?
Yes.
Did they come out of the same zebra or two different zebras pregnant?
No, I believe they were different zebras.
That's a lot to be carrying.
You can't carry two 100 pounds.
I didn't think so.
They couldn't have twins?
I need to see what a pregnant zebra looks like.
Yeah, me too. Carrying a 100-pound baby.
Well, it's probably the zebras are like 1,000 pounds, though.
It's probably
100-pound woman holding, with a 10-pound baby.
Okay,
but very similar, Omar.
Yeah, I mean that. The way you put it,
really 1,000 pounds.
I mean, I'm guessing. Hollywood thinks he's Ron McGill. I don't know.
This is what Google is good for. Yeah. How much do zebras weigh?
Yeah, please.
They probably weigh around 1,000 pounds. That would be my guess. While you're looking into that, Omar, we had one more animal story. And this is a real feel-good story that came out a couple days ago. A poacher who was hunting lions in South Africa, which of course is illegal, was eaten by said lions.
Good for him.
I agree. I think this is a real feel-good story. He was eaten, and now the lions actually left his head behind.
Oh, my God.
They ate everything but the head so that the guy could be identified like they knew what they were doing.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I'm going to be honest. That's
a pretty cool
story.
Yeah.
Hollywood is correct. The zebra weighs 1,000 pounds.
Wow. Ron McGill back there.
I actually frequent the zoo. I have a 1-year-old.
I didn't know that you knew the information.
Come on,
what
are you going to the zoo for?
Like, I know where the
giraffes
are.
He's not going to remember anything he sees.
He likes to look at the animals, number one. And number two, when you go to the exhibits, they have a big thing right in the front. It has all the information about the animals. You can read about them.
And you soak all that in. Good for you.
Yeah.
I would have never done that.
My brain doesn't hold much, but.
Yeah. God, 1,000 pounds. I would have never known that.
I'm like, he hit it right on the bullseye.
I mean,
how much did you think they were?
I don't know.
I don't
500,
know.
600?
Yeah, that sounds like a reasonable guess.
I didn't know zebras were that big. I wonder if, can I ride a zebra?
Have you seen a zebra before?
Yes.
There are people that are 500 pounds.
I mean, it's a
fact. There is a show based on my 500-pound life, so yes, technically you're right.
I think it's actually 600 pounds, my 600
pounds. There's no person the size of a zebra.
Wow.
They're close, but.
Can you ride a zebra? That's
not if you're 500 pounds.
That's a fact. I don't even need Ron McGill for that. That's just math.
Like, technically, it looks like a horse. Can you put a saddle on it and ride it? Can you train a zebra to be ridden?
Get Ron McGill on the show.
I've ridden an elephant, so I wonder if I can ride a zebra.
Have you really?
Oh, yeah, I have.
Wow.
Amelia Earhart Park.
Wow.
When I was in 4-H, I rode an elephant.
You can ride elephants. Everyone knows that.
You can't or can?
You can.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought you said can't.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen it, but never.
Never seen anyone ride a zebra. I think zebras are wild.
Mm.
They're wild horses. You can look into this. It's all.
I mean, this technically, you can train a wild horse. You can't train a zebra. Now I'm looking it up.
I'm sure you could tame any horse, Omar.
Yeah. You're special. 8 o'clock hour coming up here. We'll get more into the zoo talk after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.